There's so many. There's 2.5 pages full. Authorization for Columbia County to enter into an agreement with the town of Hillsdale. Authorization to accept legislative grant award in the amount of $16,129. And a lot of similar authorizations. I'm just scanning the list. That's about it. Oh, this is interesting. Authorization for the Columbia County Board of Supervisors as CECRA lead agent to make a determination that the Columbia County Airport Wildlife Inadvertent Entry Fence Rehabilitation Construction Project will not have a significant environmental impact, will not require an environmental impact statement, and that a negative declaration be issued by said County Board of Supervisors. The rest are really authorizations for contracts or transfers of budgets, etc. So now we're going to sit here for approximately 15 minutes. The broadcast will start at 7:30 precisely, and we will just put you on mute until then. This is Dan Udell again. A word of note, during the proceedings, the resolutions are announced by number and then usually in a group voted upon. The specifics of each resolution are not discussed and are not listed. I do provide that in a video of the meeting. At the end of the video, there is a long scroll, if you will, of all of the resolutions and a brief paragraph that explains each. Okay, once again, we'll go on mute and wait for the supervisors to arrive.
Okay, I'm going to call the board meeting to order. Let's rise for a moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just want to let everyone know that our videographer, Mr. Udell, is now going to be audio streaming our meetings. So it's going to be over the radio.
WGXC.
As the meeting is going on, so I just wanted everybody to know that. I'd like to have the clerk call the roll.
Bassin.
Here.
Our computer technology needs to boot up. What I will say is, at the end of the meeting, we're going to have an executive session to talk about the shared jail initiative and also what was the other item? The mudslide in Greenport, just as an update for the whole board. And then we're going to end the meeting with a moment of silence for the people that were victims in Florida, as well as Fred Chris, who was a supervisor from the town of Caden, who passed away.
Can't you do this with the other?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Used to.
Never at all.
We're all here except for Kelly.
Exactly.
So
Bassin.
Still here.
Weigel.
I'm here.
Grattan.
Here.
Benvenuto.
Here.
Stats.
Here.
Keaveney.
Here.
Mayor.
Here.
Lowell.
Here.
Riley.
Happy Valentine's Day, yes.
Here. Eldridge.
Here.
Beery.
Here.
Chipkowski.
Here.
Magonia.
Here.
Sterling.
Here.
Mia.
Here.
Chimides.
Here.
Mussman.
Here.
Scalera.
Here.
Guzzi.
Here.
Teal. Morel.
Here.
Knott.
Here.
Skoda.
Here.
3401 present and 134 absent. We have a quorum.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is open. I want to open the public hearing, which is local law number 2 of 2018. And I'd like the clerk to read the notice.
Please take notice that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors shall hold a public hearing on the 14th day of February 2018 at 7:30 p.m. in the Board of Supervisors Chambers, first floor, 401 State Street, Hudson, New York, 12534, concerning the proposed enactment of Local Law 2 of 2018, amending the Sustainable Energy Loan Program in the County of Columbia. Copies of said proposed law are available in the Office of the Clerk of the Board of Supervisors. By order of the Clerk of the Board, Kelly S. Picaro, dated February 2nd, 2018.
Are there any comments from the Board of Supervisors? Any comments from the Board of Supervisors? Any comments from the Board of Supervisors? Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Okay, with that, I'll close the public hearing. And I'll ask the clerk to do a roll call vote.
Okay. Bassin.
Yes.
Weigel.
Yeah.
Grattan.
Yes.
Benvenuto.
Yes.
Stats.
Yes.
Keaveney.
Yes.
Nair.
Yes.
Lull.
Yes.
Riley.
Yes.
Nabosny. Eldridge.
Yes.
Craig?
No, I'm going to oops.
Yeah. Beery.
Yes.
Chipkowski.
Yes.
Ligonia.
Yes.
Sterling.
Yes.
Mia.
Yes.
And Chimides.
Yes.
Hugh. Oh. Mussman.
He's here.
Yes.
Scalera.
Yes.
Guzzi.
Here.
Yes.
Teal. Morel.
Yes.
Knott.
Yes.
Skoda.
Yes.
A's, 139 nay. The local law passes. Yes.
Okay, I need a motion to pay the bills, accept the treasurer's report, and to file the minutes within the clerk's office.
So moved.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Before we get into asking the clerk to read the resolutions, I'm sort of switching the agenda around a little bit, and I'm going to be appointing a public transportation committee to deal with the public, actually, and if there are any issues regarding the public transportation and the busing, that will be the place to go, and I'm going to ask Rick Scalera to be the chair. I'm going to be on the committee, Kippy Weigel and Supervisor Chimides. So there'll be four of us on the committee, and I'm also going to ask that we meet after the county government meeting on February 27th and open it up if the public would like to attend if they have any issues and concerns.
Read the resolutions.
Sure. Resolution 33 of 2018 by Supervisor Stats, 34 by Mia, 35 by Riley, 36 by Bassin, 37 by Mussman, 38 by Lull, 39 by Knott, 40 by Weigel, 41 by Scalera, 42 by Supervisor Lull.
Supervisor Lal.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Resolution 43 of 2018 by Supervisor Stats, 44 by Mia, 45 by Riley, 46 by Bassett, 47 by Musman, 48 by Lull, 49 by Knott, 50 by Rico, 51 by Scalera, 52 by Lull, 53 by Supervisor Scalera.
Supervisor Scalera.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second, and ask for a roll call vote on 53.
Okay, we'll do the first. First, up to 52 first, and then we'll do 53 roll call. We'll need a second on the roll call vote.
Second.
Second. Supervisor Grant. So all in favor, up to 52?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And we need a roll call vote on 53.
Bassett.
Yes.
Weigelt.
Yes.
Grattan.
Yes.
Benvenuto.
Yes.
Stats.
Yes.
Keaveney.
Yes.
Nair.
Yes.
Lull.
Yes.
Riley?
Yes.
Eldridge?
Yes.
Beery?
Yes.
Chipkowski?
Yes.
Ligonia?
Yes.
Sterling?
No.
Mia?
Yes.
Chimides?
I just wanted to say that I heard my constituents a lot on this issue, and they expressed a lot of concern that this is the wrong priorities, and we should really be focusing on the opioid crisis, and really particularly around creating emergency treatments, successful pathways to recovery, and harm reduction. I vote no.
Musman?
I vote no. Many of the people spoke out against this enforcement, felt it wasn't particularly necessary, that we should be focusing on opioid treatment and reaching out to the community to help in other ways besides punishment.
Scalera?
Personally, I believe New York should legalize marijuana. That's my position. But until that day happens, our sheriff has an elected responsibility to enforce the laws. I vote yes.
Guzzi?
Yes.
Teal? Morrell?
Yes.
Knott?
Yes.
Skoda?
Yes.
3179 A's, 356 nays. The resolution passes. Okay, resolution 54, 2018 by Supervisor Bassin, 55 by Musman, 56 by Lull, 57 by Knott, 58 by Weigelt, 59 by Scalera, 60 by Lull, 61 by Stats, 62 by Mia, 63 by Supervisor Bassin.
Supervisor Bassin.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Resolution 64, 2018 by Supervisor Chimides, 65 by Lull, 66 by Knott, 67 by Weigelt, 68 by Scalera, 69 by Lull, 70 by Benvenuto, 71 by Riley, 72 by Bassett, and 73 by Supervisor Chimides.
Supervisor Chimides.
Mr. Chairman, I hereby offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Resolution 74 of 2018 by Supervisor Lull, 75 by Knott, 76 by Weigelt, 77 by Scalera, 78 by Lull, 79 by Stats, and 80 of 2018 by Supervisor Mia.
Supervisor Mia.
Mr. Chairman, this resolution will be adopted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, I vote no on 79.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, do any supervisors have any business to bring before the board? Okay, thank you. I'm going to make two appointments to the Columbia County Youth Advisory Board. I'm appointing Riley Gibbons and Sally Hogan to the board. And with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session to talk about negotiations with Greene County, as well as to talk about possible litigation.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Just to note that our engineer, Rachel House,
We asked Marie Krakowski to join us to sort of help us with the update. Ray, you want to come up?
One more button.
All right, so ready?
Another button. Now we're ready.
All right, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, there was rise for a moment of silence in honor of Fred Chris, who's the former supervisor from Canaan, and also the victims of the shooting in Florida today.